Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your grace, love, and mercies. Thank you, Lord, for your presence that is seated in our lives. Thank you for your power that is working in us, making us to do what is right in your sight. Thank you for your power that is making us victorious over sin and darkness and forces of hell. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your promises that are coming to pass in our lives. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for breakthroughs your mighty hand has done for us. Thank you for how you support us. Thank you for how you defend us. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you for healing every part of our lives that needed healing. Thank you for giving us strength to serve you as we should. Thank you, Lord. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for your honor that you have placed upon us. Thank you for battles that were stronger than us, that you fought for us. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you for the open doors that you have done, and also that you will take us through those doors into greatness. We thank you for your faithfulness to every one of us in this ministry. We thank you for how you answer our prayers. We thank you for how you change our situations to become what you want them to be. We thank you because right here, right now, you are here with us and you will help us again. You will hear us again. You will touch us again by your mighty hand. O Lord, have your way as we pray right now. Help us in those areas we appear to be helpless and hopeless. Correct everything that needs to be corrected in our lives. Thank you, Father, because we know you will do more than we have asked. Strengthen everyone of us to pray and to prevail in prayer tonight. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. I welcome every one of you to the Lord's presence. And the Lord who answers prayers shall answer your prayer in Jesus' name. We are going to take worship songs. Before we begin prayers, oh Lord, our God, how excellent is your name in all the earth. How excellent is your name, oh Lord, our God. How excellent is your name in all the earth. How excellent is your name. How excellent is your name. How wonderful is your name in all the earth. How excellent is your name. Oh Lord, our God, how excellent is your name in all the earth. How excellent is your name. Faith. Who are you, Lord? Faithful are you, Lord. Faithful are you, Lord. You are so faithful. We are here to say, faithful are you, Lord. Faithful are you, Lord. Faithful are you, Lord. You are so faithful. We are singing, faithful are you, Lord. In every situation, faithful are you, Lord. Faithful are you, Lord. You are so faithful. You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy, Jehovah. You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy, Lord. You are worthy, Father. You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy, Jehovah. You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy, Lord. Glorious God, beautiful King, excellent God, we bow before your throne. Glorious God, Beautiful King, excellent God, we bow before your throne. We bow before your throne. We worship at your feet. We bow before your throne. You are the glory of God. We bow before your throne. We worship at your feet. We bow before your throne. You are the glory of God. How great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. And heart will see how great, every eye will see how great is our God. Covenant keeping God. There is no one like you, Alpha and Omega. There is no one like you, covenant keeping God. There is no one like you, King of Israel. There is no one like you, covenant keeping God. There is no one like you, miracle worker. There is no one like you. You are Alpha and Omega. We worship you, our Lord. You are worthy to be praised. You are Alpha and Omega. You are Alpha and Omega. We worship you, our Lord. You are worthy to be praised. We give you all the glory. We give you all the glory. We worship you, our God. You are worthy to be praised. We give you all the glory. We give you all the worship you, our God. You are worthy to be praised. We give you all the glory. We give you all the glory. We worship you, our Lord. You are worthy to be praised. Adonai, we worship you. Son of God, you are so good. Almighty God, hallowed be thy name. Your dominion is forevermore. O Adonai, Adonai, we worship you, we worship you. Son of God, Son of God, you are so good, you are so good, Almighty God, hallowed be your name. Your dominion is forevermore. Jehovah, you are the Most High. Jehovah, you are the Most High God. Jehovah, you are the Most High. Jehovah, you are the Most High God, King of Glory. You are the Most High, Rock of Israel. You are the Most High God, El Shaddai. You are the Most High, Elohim. You are the Most High God, King of the Universe. You are the Most High, Lion of Judah. You are the Most High God, King of Kings. You are the Most High, Lord of Lords. You are the Most High God, Ancient of Days. You are the Most High, our Redeemer. You are the Most High God. Great are you, Lord. Greatly to be praised, greatly to be praised. Father, you reign, great are you, Lord. Greatly to be praised, You are greatly to be praised. Father, you reign. Great are you, Lord. 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 Great is your power. Great are you, Lord. Great is your strength. Great are you, Lord. King of glory, great are you, Lord. Great are you, Lord. You are the mighty man in battle. Hell shall die. You are the mighty man in battle. Jehovah Nissi. You are the mighty man in battle. Hell shall die. You are the mighty man in battles. Glory to your name. You are the mighty man in battles. Hell shall die. You are the mighty man in battles. Jehovah Nissi, you are the mighty man in battle. Hell shall die. You are the mighty man in battle. Glory to your name. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest, Hosanna in the highest, Hosanna, Hosanna. Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. God will lift up your name. God will lift up your name. Lift up your name. With a heart full of praise, with a heart full of praise, be exalted, O Lord, our God. Hosanna in the highest. God will lift up your name. God will lift up your name. We'll lift you up with a heart full of praise. With a heart full of praise. Be exalted, O Lord, our God. Hosanna in the highest. Above all powers, above all kings, above all nature and all created things, above all wisdom and all the ways of man. You were here before the world began, above all kingdoms. Above all kingdoms, above all thrones, above all wonders the world has ever known, above all wealth, above all wealth and treasures of the earth. Heard. You were here before the world began, crucified, crucified, laid behind a stone, you lived to die. Rejected and alone, like a rose, trampled on the ground. You took the fall, you took the fall, and thought of me, and thought of me. Above all, we will praise you from everlasting, everlasting to everlasting. We will praise you from everlasting, everlasting to everlasting. Lord, we will praise you from everlasting. Oh yes, everlasting to everlasting. We will praise you from everlasting. Everlasting to everlasting. Begin to worship him, glorify him, adore him, exalt him, worship him. Worship the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the Lord of Hosts, the God of Israel. Worship the God of heaven and the earth. He is the Lord strong and mighty. He is the Lord mighty in battles. Worship him, for there is none higher than him. There is none above him. He is above all. There is none stronger than him. He is unquestionable God. He does whatever he wills. He does whatever he wants, and no one can question him. He does things as he pleases. Worship him. Praise him. He's the only God that can lift up a man and no one can bring him down. No one can bring that man down. And he's the only God that can bring down a man, and no one will be able to bring him home. Praise him. He gives life to the dead. He gives strength and revival to the dying. He gives strength to the weak who worship him. Praise him. We praise you, Lord. You control times and seasons. You have declared and decreed the end of all things even before they began. We worship you, Lord. You are Alpha and Omega. We praise you, Lord. Only you can speak and it will come to pass. We worship you, Father. Only you can redeem us. Only you can save us. Only you can deliver us. Only you can heal us. Only you can restore us. Only you can help us. We worship you, Lord. Thank you for who you are in our lives. Thank you for everything you have already given to us. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name, we have given him worship and praises and thanksgiving. Amen. You're going to thank God again with this prayer. You're going to say, Father, thank you for bringing to nothing all the plans of the wicked ones against me. You're going to say, Father, thank you for bringing to nothing all the devices of the forces of hell, the powers of darkness against me. Open your mouth and begin to thank God like that. Begin to thank God like that. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you for bringing to nothing the plans of darkness, the plans of the kingdoms of darkness, the plans and agendas of the agents of darkness against my life and destiny, against my calling and ministry, against my family and home. Thank you for turning their plans to nothing. Thank you for bringing their plans to nothing. What they have devised and strategized to hurt me, you spoil all their plans. You spoiled all their plans. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. You have judged all their evil works that they did against me. You have consumed all their evil works that they devised against me. Thank you, Father. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name, we have given thanks. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus. Let the hand of God destroy powers of darkness, delaying the manifestation of God's blessings in my life. In the name of Jesus, let the hand of God destroy powers of darkness, delaying the manifestation of God's promises in my life, God's blessings in my life. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Let the hand of God destroy them. Let the hand of God destroy them. Let the hand of God destroy them. Jeshena get ten of Halish there. Nahandeshtegeta. Let the hand of God destroy powers of darkness, spirits of darkness, delaying the manifestation of God's promises for my life, manifestations of God's plans for my life. Let the hand of God destroy them now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let the hunger of God destroy battles of hell that have surrounded me to destroy me. Battles of hell that have surrounded me to swallow me up, to crush me. Let the anger of God consume them all. Open your mouth and pray like that. In the name of Jesus, let the hunger of God destroy battles of hell that have surrounded my spirit, surrounded my body, surrounded my soul, to destroy me, to crush me, to oppress, to enslave. Let the hunger of God consume them all. Right now, in the name of Jesus. Jehan Dewashda, Tetejude and Diokashiblia, Mashte Detashtinavala. Let the hunger of God consume them all. In the name of Jesus. Let the hunger of God consume them all. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to place your right hand on your head. And you're going to pray like this. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let the strength of God let the strength of God the strength of darkness walking in me. Yeah, you're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let the strength of God destroy the strength of darkness prevailing in me. Right now, in the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Je shedegi dijilia, tashta dendha, nihide shtegeta, mahanda shtegala. Let the strength of God destroy every strength of darkness walking in me. Every strength of darkness walking in my spirit, walking in my soul, walking in my body. Let the strength of God destroy them now. Let the strength of God destroy them now. In the name of Jesus, let the strength of God consume the strength of sin prevailing in me. Let the strength of God consume the strength of sickness and disease prevailing in me. Let the strength of God consume the strength of darkness prevailing in me. Right now, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Right now. Right now, in Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, O Lord of hosts, make a way for me. You're going to say, O Lord of hosts, make a way for me so that I can move forward, so that I can succeed, so that I can prosper. Make a way for me. Begin to pray like that. Jahateli Shenegala, Ninishteke Teshuse Sujiria, Lehandishteke Tashdana, make a way for me. Make a way for me. O Lord of hosts, make a way for me. O Lord of hosts, make a way for me. Raise up your right hand. Begin to say, O Lord of hosts, make a way for me. So that I can move forward. So that I can prosper. So that I can succeed and excel. So that I can fulfill my destiny. So that I can fulfill my calling. So that I can rise and shine. Say, O Lord of hosts, make a way for me. In the name of Jesus, make a way. Make a way. Make a way. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. just going to pray. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I rise by the might of the Lord. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I rise by the might of the Lord. Above all limitations, I rise. Above all hindrances, I rise. I rise to shine. I rise to prevail. I rise to possess my possessions. I rise to manifest my destiny. Begin to pray like that. Say, in the name of Jesus, I rise by the might of God. I rise by the might of God. Above all limitations, above all obstacles and hindrances, I rise now. I rise now in the name of Jesus to shine forth the glory of God. I rise to fulfill my destiny. I rise by the might of God. By the might of God. Thank you, Lord. I rise to become who God says I am. In the name of Jesus, I rise by the might of God, breaking all limitations. I rise by the might of God, breaking all prisons. I rise by the might of God. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let every source of weakness stagnation pollution every source of evil in my life die in the name of Jesus. Whatever it is whose presence is producing evil in my life, die right now. Die right now. In the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. Say, in the name of Jesus, let every source of evil, source of darkness, source of weakness, source of problems in my life, die in the name of Jesus. Die in the name of Jesus. die in the name of Jesus. Every source of spiritual death, every source of sicknesses, every source of evil in me, die right now in the name of Jesus. Any presence in me that is producing evil, die right now in the name of Jesus. Whatsoever is planted in my life, whatsoever is present in my life that is producing evil, die now in the name of Jesus. Whatsoever is in me producing darkness, limitations, problems, troubles, die right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You are still going to pray? You're going to say, I receive the life of God. I receive the life of God into my spirit, into my soul, into my body, to produce revival. You're going to say, I receive the life of God. I receive the life of God to produce revival. I receive the breath of life to produce revival in me, to produce awakening in me. Right now, in the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. I receive the life of God. I receive the life of God. I receive the life of God. In my spirit, I receive the life of God. In my soul, I receive the life of God. In my body, I receive the life of God for revival. For revival in the name of Jesus. For revival, for awakening, I receive the life of God. For spiritual awakening, for revival in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You need to know that the life of God has the ability to kill. Yeah, it has the ability to kill things that are not of God in your life. Yeah, And also it has the ability to wake up things that are of God in your life, but have died. Yeah, it's just like how doctors treat patients. They give them drugs that will kill the microorganism causing the sickness in their bodies. Yeah. So you're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, I receive the life of God to kill everything that is not of God in me. You're going to say, I receive the life of God to kill everything that is not of God in me. Right now, in the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Thank you, Lord. Say, let the life of God kill. Let the life of God kill everything that is not of God in my life, in my body, soul, and spirit. Let the life of God kill whatsoever is not of God in me. Die by the life of God. In the name of Jesus, let the life of God kill them. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Anything visible or invisible that is in me that is not of God, let the life of God kill them now. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let the life of God correct everything that have been damaged by the enemy in my life. Let the life of God correct and restore them. Everything the enemy have damaged in my life, let the life of God correct and restore them. Right now, in the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. In the name of Jesus, let the life of God correct and restore everything damaged by darkness, damaged by the enemy in my life. Now, in the name of Jesus, let the life of God correct and restore everything damaged by darkness, damaged by the enemy in my life, in my family. Now, in the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray? You're going to say, I connect my life and my days with the presence of God that make impossible things possible. You're going to say, I connect my life and my days with the presence of God that make impossible things possible. Right now, in the name of Jesus, I begin to pray like that. In the name of Jesus, I connect my life, I connect my days with the presence of God that makes impossible things possible. Right now, in the name of Jesus, I connect my life. I connect my life. I connect my life. Right now, with the presence of God that makes impossible things possible, I connect my destiny, my calling, with the presence of God that makes impossible things possible. I connect my environment. I connect my family with the presence of God that makes impossible things possible. Right now, in the name of Jesus, I connect my life. Right now, in the name of Jesus, I connect my life with that presence of God that makes impossible things possible. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray? You're going to say, Father, make me too strong to be frustrated and oppressed and confused by darkness. You're going to say, Father, make me too strong to be frustrated and oppressed and confused by darkness. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Make me too strong. Make me too strong. Make me too strong to be frustrated and confused and oppressed by darkness. In the name of Jesus, make me too strong. Make me too strong. Make me too strong to be controlled by darkness, to be manipulated by darkness. Make me too strong, O Lord. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say in the name of Jesus, let the wind of the Holy Ghost arrest and destroy every wind of darkness blowing on my life. Blowing in my life. Let the wind of the Holy Ghost arrest and destroy them all. Open your mouth and pray like that. Jeste ante kuyara hatala. Tishise enesise kashtaga. Taste teni ki hashtala. Let the wind of the Holy Ghost blow to arrest and destroy every wind of darkness that is blowing on my life, that is blowing in my life. Right now, in the name of Jesus, let the wind of the Holy Ghost arrest them. Let the wind of the Holy Ghost destroy them. Every storm of darkness raging in my life, raging against my life, let the wind of the Holy Ghost arrest and destroy them right now in the name of Jesus. Let the wind of the Holy Ghost just get tardia, manadiste kegliona. Right now, let the wind of the Holy Ghost arrest and consume them all. In the name of Jesus, let the wind of the Holy Ghost arrest and destroy them all. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You are still going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let the wind of the Holy Ghost scatter every work of the devil going on against my life. Let the wind of the Holy Ghost blow and scatter every work of the devil, every work of darkness going on against my life, going on against my destiny. Right now, in the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Let the wind of the Holy Ghost blow and scatter them forever. Every work of witchcraft, every work of darkness, every work of evil going on against my life, calling, and destiny. Let the wind of the Holy Ghost scatter them forever. In the name of Jesus, right now, every walk of darkness going on in the atmosphere, going on in the second heaven, going on in the sea, going on the ground, going on anywhere, visible or invisible, let the wind of the Holy Ghost blow and scatter them forever. Right now, in the name of Jesus, let the wind of the Holy Ghost blow and scatter them, and scatter them, and scatter them. Right now, right now, right now. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray? You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, guide me to correct everything I need to correct in my life. For the will of God to come to pass in my life. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, guide me. Holy Spirit, guide me. Teach me to correct everything that needs to be corrected in my life for the will of God to happen to me. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. So, Holy Spirit, guide me. Guide me. Teach me to correct everything that must be corrected. Everything that must be corrected. Everything that must be corrected. For your will to happen in my life. Holy Spirit, guide me to correct them all. Guide me to correct them all. Guide me to correct my ways. Guide me to amend my ways. So that the will of God can happen in my life. Holy Spirit, guide me. Holy Spirit, instruct me. Teach me now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, you need to know that the life of a man or the life of human beings, if I can use that expression, is the most complicated, most complex among all the creatures of God. Yeah, human beings are very complex personalities. Yeah, you see someone telling you he doesn't want what he really wants. I don't know if you have experienced that before. Yeah, you know that person really wants that thing. And even the person knows that you want that thing, but he will be telling you that I don't want it. In fact, I don't even like it. Yeah. But he actually wants it. Yeah, that shows how complex our lives are. Yeah, that sometimes we don't even know what we want. Yeah. And sometimes we can't even understand why we are behaving the way we are behaving. Yeah, and sometimes we even use our own hands to damage our own lives. That's how complicated our lives are. Yeah, or how complex, yeah, our lives are, that sometimes we don't even understand our life. Even our decisions, we don't even know why we make decisions that we make. Yeah. But there is someone that understands your life. There is someone that knows what you need, what you should have. And that person is the Holy Spirit. But many of us don't have relationship with Him. We don't involve Him. Or maybe I should say, we don't bring Him into our affairs. And that is why many times we are confused. Many times we don't even know what to do with our lives. We're not even sure of what we are doing, whether it's the right thing or not the right thing, because you don't involve Him in your affairs. You don't call Him to judge your affairs, to control your life. Yeah, that's the problem. Yeah, so you're going to pray. The Holy Spirit wants to be involved in every part of your life. I mean, every part of your life. Yeah. And if you let Him get involved, you will really prosper very fast. You will succeed very fast, and you will hardly be depressed and confused. Yeah, because He will really guide you and lead you. He really wants to do that. He seriously wants to do that. So you are going to see, Holy Spirit, I welcome you to lead, guide, and control the affairs of my life. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, I welcome you to lead, guide, and control all the affairs of my life in the name of Jesus. I begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, Holy Spirit, I welcome you. Holy Spirit, I welcome you. Holy Spirit, I welcome you. If you acknowledge Him, if you welcome Him, He will guide you. He has never failed those that seek Him for guidance. Holy Spirit has never failed those people. Except people that they already have their own way they want to follow. But people that really call Him to guide them, Holy Spirit has never failed those people. Do you really want Him to lead the affairs of your life? Or you have turned yourself to the leader of your life? Call Him into your affairs. Say, Holy Spirit, I welcome you. Come and lead and guide and control all the affairs of my life. In the name of Jesus, come and lead. Come and guide. Come and lead. Come and guide. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to ask the Holy Spirit to be your light. Yeah. Yeah. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, come and be my light. You know that you can't see in darkness. You can't see things in darkness. There must be light before you see, even if your eyes is so functioning well, there must be light before you see. Yeah, so Holy Spirit is a light that can expose many things to you. Yeah, even with your eyes wide open, Holy Spirit wants to expose many things to you. So you're going to say, Holy Spirit, come and be my light. Come and be my light. The light by which I see things. the light by which I know things. Holy Spirit, come and be my light. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, Holy Spirit, come and be my light. Just as no man can see in darkness, no man can know anything in his environment in thick darkness. Holy Spirit, come and be my light. Come and be the light through which I see things. Come and be the light through which I know things. Come and be the light through which I understand things. In the name of Jesus, Holy Spirit, come and be my light. Holy Spirit, come and be my light. Be the light by which I see all things. Be the light by which I know all things. Be the light by which I understand all things. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. This is an example of what I'm talking about. Yeah. There is a light by which you see things in this physical realm. Maybe the light in your room. Or the sunlight. Yeah. But I'm talking about you seeing things by another light. I'm talking about you knowing your friends by another light. Not the normal light that you can say, okay, this is how my friend look like. This is the facial appearance of my friend. Yeah, so when your friend is coming from afar, you can say, oh, that is my friend coming. Yeah. But there is another light by which you can know people. Yeah, there's another light by which you can see people. That is what I'm talking about. The such that when you see them, you see the real them. Yeah, such that when you see things, you see the reality of those things. The originality of those things, what they really are, not just what they appear to look like. That is what I'm talking about. Even when you open your Bible, you read the Bible by another light, which is the Holy Spirit. And then you begin to understand what you are reading in a different way. That is what I'm talking about. Yeah. So you're going to pray that prayer again. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, be the light by which I see and interpret and understand all things. So Holy Spirit, be the light by which I see and interpret and understand all situations. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Je hapen di heligla. Je shenegete shtedegala. In the name of Jesus, Holy Spirit, be the light by which I see. Thank you, Lord. Be the light by which I interpret and understand all things and all situations. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Continue to pray that prayer. If you really desire that. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, Father, send confusion into the midst of my enemies, such that they turn against themselves, such that they begin to fight themselves and destroy themselves. Send confusion. Send confusion into the midst of my enemies. Turn them against themselves. Make them fight and destroy themselves. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Almighty God, send confusion into the gathering of my enemies, into the camp of my enemies, into the meetings of my enemies. Send confusion. Sheham de Kiakara, Mandeshoshian de Bahandiglia. Right now, send confusion. Turn them against themselves. Make them fight and destroy themselves. In the name of Jesus, a great confusion, send it into the midst of my enemies, into the midst of my enemies, now. Oh Lord of hosts, send a great confusion into the midst of my enemies. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. Let them turn against themselves to destroy themselves. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. You're still going to raise up your right hand. You're going to pray like this. You're going to you're going to say, Almighty God. Let the body and nature of my enemies begin to work against them. Yeah. Yeah, so that they will not be able to carry out their evil plans against my life. Let the body system, whatever body they have, let the bodies of my enemies begin to turn against them. Let the body, the components of their nature begin to work against them, so that they will not be able to carry out their evil plans against my life. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Right now, in the name of Jesus, O Lord of hosts, let the body system, the nature of my enemies, begin to work against them. Turn their bodies against them. Right now, in the name of Jesus, turn the body of my enemies, the system in their body, the functions in their body, in their nature, Lord, turn it against them now. Let it begin to work against them. Thank you, Lord. So that they won't be able to carry out their evil agenda against me. In the name of Jesus, let their flesh work against them. In the name of Jesus, let their being, their nature, work against them. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We are still praying. You're going to pray. You're going to say the name of Jesus. I command the destruction of every barrier and obstacle on my path to progress. You're going to say, I command the destruction of every barrier and obstacle on my path to progress. I command their destruction now. Let them be destroyed In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Let them be destroyed. Let them be destroyed. I command the destruction of every barrier, every obstacle, every limitation on my path to progress. I command that they are destroyed right now. Let them be destroyed right now. Every barrier set by the enemy, every obstacle, opposition set by the enemy to stop my progress, let them be destroyed now. In the name of Jesus, let them be destroyed right now. Right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I invoke the dominion of the Almighty God. To crush every power of darkness. Controlling the affairs of my life for evil. I'm going to say, I invoke the dominion of the Most High God to crush powers of darkness, territorial demons, ruling the affairs of my life for evil. In the name of Jesus, I begin to pray like that. Nahash diha sesesuzeria, jeshirane kitadiala, mahanda shagala. I invoke the dominion of Jesus Christ to crush powers of darkness, forces of hell, controlling the affairs of my life. I invoke the dominion of Jesus Christ to crush them all. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Continue to pray like that. I invoke the dominion of Jesus Christ to destroy forces of hell, forces of witchcraft, controlling the affairs of my days right now in the name of Jesus. Right now. Right now, let the dominion of Jesus Christ crush them all. Now, in the name of Jesus, in Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. 아멘. We're still going to pray that prayer again. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, I invoke the dominion of Jesus Christ. To end the activities of darkness going on in my life, to enslave me, the activities of darkness that have enslaved my life, the activities of witchcraft that have enslaved my destiny. I invoke the dominion of Jesus Christ to terminate them all, to end them all. Right now, in the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Dijeshte geta, gehande helashesia. I invoke the dominion of Jesus Christ. I invoke the dominion of Jesus Christ. I invoke the dominion of Jesus Christ to terminate the activities of darkness that have enslaved my destiny, the oppressions of hell that have enslaved my life and destiny. I invoke the dominion of Jesus to end them now. End them now, in the name of Jesus. Terminate them. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, let your goodness fill all my life. Or you can say, fill all my life with your goodness, such that everywhere I turn, I see goodness. I receive goodness. Let your goodness fill my life. Let your goodness fill my life. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, Father, let your goodness fill my life. Let your goodness fill my life. Let your goodness fill my life. Such that everywhere I turn, I see goodness and I receive goodness. In the name of Jesus, fill my life with your goodness. Father, fill my life with your goodness. Fill my home with your goodness. Fill my family with your goodness. Fill my environment with your goodness. Fill my career with your goodness. In the name of Jesus. Fill my life with your goodness. Let me see and receive goodness everywhere I turn. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, make this year a season of laughter and rejoicing for me and my household. You're going to say, Father, make this year a season of laughter and rejoicing for me and my household. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Make this year a season of laughter, a season of rejoicing, a season of laughter, a season of rejoicing, a season of laughter, a season of rejoicing for me and my entire family. In the name of Jesus, make this year a season of laughter and rejoicing for me and my family. In the name of Jesus, let me never know sorrow. In this year, let me never know sorrow. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We're going to pray four more prayer points. Then we will round off the session. You're going to pray like this. You know, the Bible says, come out from among them and be ye separate. Come out from among them and be separate. The Bible says, touch no unclean thing. Yeah, do not be unequally yoked together with unbelievers. I believe many of you need to come out from among them. You have entangled yourself with people and things that pollutes, that corrupts, that defiles. And the Holy Spirit is saying, come out from among them. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I come out. I come out of every ungodly yoke with darkness. Every unholy yoke with worldliness, I come out right now. I break away from them all. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, I come out. Say, I come out. I break away from every ungodly yoke with darkness, with worldliness, with unbelievers. Every unholy connection, ungodly connection, unholy entanglement with unbelievers, with darkness, I come out now in the name of Jesus. I come out now. I break away from every unholy, ungodly yoke with unrighteousness, with worldliness, with sin. I break away now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Three more prayer points. You're going to pray. There's a popular saying that says, if you don't stand for something, you will fall for everything. If you don't stand for something, you will fall for everything. Yeah, so the question is, what are you standing for? Which kingdom are you standing for in these last days? Who are you standing to represent? Is it Jesus? Or the enemy? Yeah, if you don't stand for one thing in these last days, get ready to fall for everything. So you are going to pray. I'm going to say, I receive strength to stand for Jesus Christ and His will and His word. From now onward, you're going to say, I receive strength and power to stand for Jesus Christ and His kingdom from now till forever. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, I receive strength. I receive strength. I receive strength to stand for Jesus, to stand for His word, to stand for His will, to stand for His kingdom, to stand for His ways, to stand for His truth. I receive strength and power to stand for Jesus in a world full of perversions, in a world full of immoralities, in a world full of pollution and uncleanness and unrighteousness. I receive strength to stand. I receive strength to stand for Jesus and for His will. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We have two more prayer points. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, make doing Your will my delight. Make obeying You my pleasure. Make serving You my delight. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. You're not supposed to be struggling to do what is right. It's supposed to be your addiction. Doing the will of God, it's supposed to be your addiction. It's supposed to be your pleasure. It's supposed to be your delight. It's not supposed to be your struggle. Say, Father, make doing Your will my delight. Make obeying You my delight. Make pleasing You my delight. In the name of Jesus. Thank You, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. The last prayer point. You're going to pray. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, Father, help me to do all things to ensure that I make heaven. Yeah, you know, many Christians no longer think about making heaven. And that is a very serious issue. It is very serious. Because the number of time we are going to spend here cannot be compared to the number of time we are going to spend on the other side. Yeah. Maybe you live up to 200 years, which is very rare that people live up to that today. And we don't even know when we will die. Some people die at 40, some die at 50, 60. Yeah. So it is a foolish thing to not be mindful of where you will spend eternity, where there is no counting of the years. It means there is even more than billions of years. There is no end. Yeah, and imagine you spending an uncountable years in hell, in lake of fire. Yeah. So you're going to say, Father, help me to do everything to make sure I make heaven. Help me to do everything. It's not just about prayer. Oh Lord, or when you are praying for people, you say, I pray for you that you make heaven. Or you say, oh Lord, I want to make heaven. It has a lot to do with responsibilities. It has a lot to do with discipline. It has a lot to do with your choices, your decision. It has a lot to do with your actions, your thoughts. So it's a conscious decision, and is a work, is a preparation. You check your life, and then you begin to check how much of your life line up with the Word of God. How much of your life line up with the Word of God. And then you do this every day. That is how to make sure you will make heaven. Yeah, because heaven is for those that are prepared for it. It's not for those that think they can be lucky. You can't be lucky. You can't make heaven by luck. It doesn't work like that. Yeah. You make heaven by preparation. You walk it out. Yeah. You walk it out. Otherwise, you can't have it. Yeah. So you're going to say, Father, help me to do everything to ensure that I make heaven. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Help me to do everything. Help me to do everything. Help me to do everything to ensure that I make heaven. Help me, Lord. Help me, Lord. Help me, Lord. Help me to do everything in my power to ensure that I make heaven. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We're going to stop here as I will be praying for you. Yeah, we thank God for your healing. Yeah. Yeah, and I pray that your healing be permanent. Amen. Raise up your right hand as I pray for you. Father, we thank you for you're so faithful. Thank you for how you have helped us to pray the right prayers in your presence. And thank you because you have heard these prayers and you will do them. Be glorified forever. In Jesus' name. Father, I thank you for every life that is here right now. Thank you for your touch on everyone. Thank you for your blessings on every life. Thank you for your plans for everyone. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. I ask, O Lord, that you release everything in your hands for these ones that have tarried in your presence, calling upon you in faith. I ask that you release everything you have in store for everyone that has followed these prayers. Oh Lord, do it now in Jesus' name. I pray for you that the strength of the Lord shall appear in your life and perform great signs and wonders. Signs and wonders that will abide forever. Signs and wonders that will make you to become a blessing to many others. Let the strength of the Lord appear in your life now and perform such wonders and signs in Jesus' name. I pray that the hand of God control everything in your life until you find yourself in the place God wants you to be, and until you fulfill your calling and destiny in this earth. Let the hand of God begin to take charge over your life from this moment onward. In the name of Jesus, the promises of the Lord shall come to pass in your life. In the name of Jesus, I pray for you that the Lord will use you as an example of His faithfulness and goodness and power to everyone around you. I repeat, the Lord shall use you as an example that He is faithful and powerful to everyone around you, such that they will look at your life and they will be able to say, you serve a living God. Let it be so in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, because we know you have answered. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name, I have prayed. Amen. Amen.